Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Parts of Waroona are still on alert as an emergency level bushfire continues to wreak havoc. The accidental blaze was upgraded this afternoon despite firefighters gaining the upper hand earlier today, while a watch and act alert is in place for parts of Coolup, Melon, Nangarbrook, Teesdale and Waroona. To the US, where a major bridge has collapsed in Baltimore. The Francis Scott Key Bridge has crumbled after being hit by a cargo ship, reportedly sending multiple cars into the water below. The search is on for a young man who allegedly indecently assaulted a teenage girl in Perth South yesterday. The incident happened between 3:30 and 3:50 p.m. while the girl was walking through a park walkway between Juliet Road and Recess Parkway in Coolbellup. Police believe the man was between 17 and 20 years of age. Anyone with information is urged to call police. The Immigration Minister is seeking to rush new immigration laws through Parliament. He's introduced a bill this morning that would make it easier to deport detainees back to the country they came from if they refuse to cooperate. Andrew Giles has told Parliament such behaviour undermines the integrity of our laws.
The government is determined to address this issue and to ensure this key aspect of our immigration system is better, stronger and fairer. Put simply, we need these important tools to strengthen our migration system.
We're being urged to check our Monday lotto tickets, with last night's draw making one West Aussie an instant millionaire. The winning ticket was sold at All Foods Market, Pearsall IGA. To sport, Perth will host the opening test match between Australia and India this summer. The fixture has been released, with the two sides to clash at Perth Stadium in late November. We'll also host a one-day match against Pakistan. Matt Taberner's back issues have struck again. The Frio forward limped off the training track at Coburn this morning. It's put him in doubt for the Good Friday clash against the Crows at Optus Stadium. And Western Bulldogs recruit Nick Caulfield requires shoulder surgery again. The 24-year-old defender will spend 3 months on the sidelines.